सिद्धांतकौमुद्यालिंग प्रकरण पाठ डिसेम्बर मसलनाक महेश्वर व्याकरण प्रोक्त तस्म पाणी वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिसूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदस्तीश्वरिभाष्यते वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विलक्ष्यते युष्मदस्मच्छब्दयोः प्रक्रिया प्रदीयते हलन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे लकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गेषुष्मत् कार्याणां प्रवृत्तिः भवेत् किन्तु सूत्रद्वयस्य प्रवृत्तिविषये विशेषतया ज्ञातव्यम् विवाहोद्विवचने तथा समावेकवचने तत्र किं भवति एकवचने द्विवचने इत्यस्य द्विवचनप्रत्यये एकवचनप्रत्यये इत्यर्थः न क्रियते यत्र युष्मदस्मद्भ्याम् एकत्वम् उच्यते तदेकवचनम् यत्र ताभ्यां द्विवचनम् द्वित्वम् उच्यते तद्विवचनम् एतादृश अर्थकरणेन कुत्र कुत्र किं भवति इति दृष्टम् इदानीं कदाचित् ईश्वरस्मत्शब्दयोः रूपान्तरमपि दृश्यते द्वितीय सेकेण्ड् फार्म् इन् सम् केस् द्वितीया चतुर्थी एण्ड् षष्ठी वेर् त्री विभक्ति वेर् यु हाव् अ सेकेण्ड् फार्म् केसे माम् मा आवां नौ अस्मान् वः अस्मान् नः एवमेव मह्यं मे आवाभ्यां माम् अस्मभ्यम् ईश्वरस्वशब्दयोः द्वितीयं रूपं साधयन्ति तानि अष्टमाध्याये दृश्यन्ते अष्टमाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादे तत्र आदौ अधिकारत्रयं प्रस्तूयते इत्यैः पदस्य इति प्रथमः अधिकारः अधिकारसूत्रम् अतः स्वस्थाने अधिकारसूत्राणां अर्थकथनं न भवति केरि एनी मीनिङ्ग् आफ् इट्स् ओन् जस्ट् फ्याक्ट्स् आन् टु द नेक्स्ट् सूत्रम् सो कियत्पर्यन्तम् अधिकारः इति पश्यामश्चेत् अपदान्तस्य मूर्धन्यः शब्दप्रकरण बिफोर् आदेशप्रत्ययोः अपदान्तस्य मूर्धन्यः इत्यनेन मूर्धन्यादेशः शकारादेशः आरभ्यते अष्टमाध्यायस्य तृतीयपादे पञ्चपञ्चाशत्तममिदं सूत्रम् ततः प्राक् पदस्य इत्यधिकारः बिग्गर् अधिकारः अष्टाध्यायी पदस्य इत्येव अधिकारः सर्वाणि यानि कार्याणि उच्यन्ते पदस्यैव भवन्ति इत्यर्थः स्टार्ट्स् वित् 8-1-16 एण्ड् गोस् अप् टिल् 8-3-55 ततः पदात् इत्यपि अधिकारः पदस्य इत्युक्ते पदस्य स्थाने कार्याणि भवन्ति एवं पदात् इत्यधिकारः अग्रिमः उत्सनेकसूत्रगोत्रादौ इति अत्यैव पादस्य ऊनसप्ततितमं सूत्रं तत्सूत्रपर्यन्तम् अधिकारः गोस्टिल् द 69th सूत्र आफ् द सेम् पाद पदात् परस्य पदस्य सो यु शुड् हाव् अ पद द कार्य इस् फार् अ पद And it is for a pada, it is preceded by a pada. Padat parasya, vanchani efaktihi, tasmadit yuttarasya. Padat uttarasya, padasya karyanam havanti. So the karya will happen when this particular pada is preceded by a pada. Okay, it will not happen at the beginning of a vakya. Tatiyah adhikarah anujattam sarvam apadadam. Ityadhikritya nichitehi kaumudyam etatrayamapya uttra ityadhikritya ityuktam. Trinyate adhikara sutrani. Ayam adhikarah apada samapti. So it goes to the end of the pada, which is 8174. Bhāṣitam viśveśavatane iti sutra paryantam anujattam sarvam apadadam ityadhikarah. Again, wherever you have anudatta in these cases, anudatta is being mandated, apādādo bhavati. So it will be not at the beginning of a pāda. Purvam tu padasya ityuktam, padātparasya ityuktam, apādādo. Pādasya prārambhe na bhavati. Kāryam iti uccate. Cintayojanam sarvasya api adhikārasya iti agre drishyate. Evam adhikāratrayam uktva. Ishvarasmano Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya Thayor Vamnavo. So 8120, not 120. It is one extra one. So, Vimshati Tamam Sutra Masmin Pade. Ishvarasmano Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya Thayor Vamnavo. Ishmad Asmano Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya Thayor Vamnavo. Vamnavo. Vam nau iti padasya drivacane vam navau iti bhavati. Adhikaratrayam padasya padat anudattam sarvam apadadam iti. Padat parayohu apadadau sthitayohu anayohu shrishtyadi vishishtayohu vam nau iti adeshavstaha tauja anudattam. So all adhikaras are incorporated into the meaning. Padat parayoho. So they should be preceded by a pada. Apadadau sthitayoho. Padasya adau. So difference between, there is a difference between pada and pada. Pada is a word. Supriyantam padam. Padaha nama shlokasya bhagaha. Shloka bhagaha padaha. Okay. Apadadau sthitayoho. Anayoho. Nama ishmad asmat shabdayoho. Shashthyadi vishishtayoho. Pada shashti chaturthi dvitiya. So when they are along with those, so the entire pada, so this is an adesha being told here, is for the entire word. It is along with the vibhakti, ishmad and asmad, along with these particular vibhakti. So the vam, nau iti adesham, they are directly replaced by vam and nau. It is not giving any prakriya for joining the vakati prakriya together. The final form, whatever you had, is replaced by vam or nau. That is ishmat shabdasya vam iti adeshaha, asmat shabdasya nau iti adeshaha. Tauta anudattam. Anudattam sarvapadaro ityataha, anudattam ityate anuvartate. Anudattasvaraha bhavati anayohu. Bahuvachanasya vasmasau. It is a Devam Sutram. Very simple. I mean, if you go by the Sadhyaya order, the deriving the meaning is okay. There is a question. Kimartham Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya Asthayohu iti uchyate. Kimartham Dvitiya Chaturthi Shashti iti nochyate iti prasnaha. Dvanda samasa, the rule of dvanda samasa always says alpach param. So whichever is, has a, what you say, lower number of letters will come first. This is one of the rules of dvanda samasa. So if you have bhima and arjuna, you always say bhima arjuna and not arjuna bhima. Because bhima has lesser number of letters and arjuna has more. So shashti always comes first. So there are rules in dvanda samasa about purva nipata. Which word should come first and which word should come later. So by that rule, Shashti will come first. There are some times where you can vary, but that is the reason why Shashti comes first and not. He starts with Shashti and not Dvitiya. Dvanda samasa. अगर प्रश्न अस्ति द्वितीयार्थयोः इति किमर्थम् तद्विषये बालमनोरमायणं किञ्चित् उच्यते. सो द वर्ड् द्वितीयार्थ हस् बीन् षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयार्थ हस् बीन् इन्टर्प्रिटेड् अस् षष्ठ्यादि विशिष्टयोः अलाङ्ग् वित् द विभक्ति अलाङ्ग् वित् षष्ठी विभक्ति प्रत्यय अलाङ्ग् वित् चतुर्थी and not when followed by Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya. So, he is, why? I mean, why do you, it is not when followed by Shashti Vibhakti, Chaturthi Vibhakti or Dvitiya Vibhakti, it is when associated with. That is, the Adesha is for the entire world. That is what he is meaning to say. Prakruteha Adesha Nasti. It is not an Adesha for the Prakruti. It is an Adesha for the Prakruti plus Prakruteha. That is why that Tha has been interpreted as Shashthyadi Vishishtayohu and not Shashthi Vibhaktau Parapaha. That's how he says, nothing very specific. Okay. Bhuvatanasya Vasnatau. So what Kanye does is, generally he says, Radesha is Vam and Nau. But actually you see that Vam or Nau is heard only in Vivachana. So now, as an exception, he gives the Adeshas in अदर् विभक्ति बहुवचनस्य वत्स नसौ सर्वमस्ति अधिकारत्रयम् तथैव ईश्वरस्मृतौ षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयार्थयोः इति अनुवर्तते उक्तविधयोः अनयोः. सो इफ् दट् डस् नाट् रिपीट् वाट् ही सेड् जस्ट् नौ अर्थात् पदात्परयोः अपादादौच्छतयोः षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयार्थयोः सर्वम् everything is same as in the previous case except the shashthyadi bahuvachanantayoho. In this case it applies for the bahuvachananta forms. We have vats and nas as the adesha. We have vats and nas rutve vitarge vaha naha iti rupam in all three vibhaktis. So dvitiya vibhakta kim bhavati yuvam vam yuvabhyam vam yuvayoh vam एवं बहुवचने युष्मान् वः युष्मभ्यं वः युष्माकं वः एवम् अस्मशब्दविषये नौ एण्ड् नः यु हाव् इट्. एकवचने किं भवति वाम् नावोर् अपवादः. सो दिस् इस् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु वाम् एण्ड् नौ आब्वियस्लि. ते मया एकवचनस्य ते मयौ एकवचनस्य ते मे अनयोः द्विवचने ते मयौ इति भवति. ते मयौ एकवचनस्य अधिकार उक्तविधयोः अनयोः षष्ठी चतुर्थी एकवचनान्तयोः ते मे एतौ स्तः. देन् षष्ठी एण्ड् चतुर्थी एकवचन द वर्ड् इस् रिप्लेस्ड् बै ते एण्ड् मे. सः मह्यं मे and mama me, and subhyam te avate. Now why does he say Shashti and Chaturthi only? Why not Dvitiya? Dvitiya is kisi anuvartate. But the next sutra again is an exception to this. So taking into consideration the following exception, he says Shashti Chaturthi ekavachananta yoho. Okay. So in the sutra there is nothing to prevent it for Dvitiya in this sutra. But since the next sutra gives a different adesha for dvitiya, yes, in Shashti and Chaturthi ekavachane te me iti adesho bhavatah mamo dvitiyayah. So te mayo ekavachanasya 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 iti anuvartate. So dvitiyayah ekavachanasya tva ma iti adesho bhavatah. द्वितीयैकवचनान्तयोः त्वा मा एतौ स्तः. सो हेव् फोर् सूत्रास् इन् आल्. विश्वनस्मदौ षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयार्थयोर्वां नावौ बहुवचनस्य वस्मसौ ते मयावैकवचनस्य त्वामौ द्वितीयायाः. सो टुगेदर् यु एण्ड् अप् वित् द फार्म्. सो द्वितीया विभक्तौ त्वां त्वा युवां वां युष्मान् वः तुभ्यं ते इवाभ्यां वां युष्मभ्यं वः avate ivayoho vam ishmakam vaha. Similarly for asmat shabda you will have mamma avam nau asman naha, mahyam me avabhyam nau asmabhyam naha, mama me avayoho nau asmakam naha. So he gives an example. Yatesham asutranam sarvesham ahatya udaharanani diyante. Okay, so Ravichandrandi says, it is not that it is easier to go the other way with apavada and utsarga, that is the rule. The rule is you first go to apavada and then go to utsarga. Always, apavada vishayam chetreva utsargasya aptaha. You cannot interpret an apavada, I mean an utsarga sutra without knowing the apavada. Always the case is you have to understand the apavada first. Apavada comes first and then the utsarga. Panini's Kama might tell Utsarga first and then the Apavada. But that is why Panini Sutras are not studied Sutra by Sutra. They are studied Prakarana by Prakarana. You have to take this particular Prakarana and see what it tells as a whole. Because you cannot, if you just take Ishwarathmada Oho Shashti Dadapti Dityasa Yoho Vamnavo and stop there, you'll get wrong. Everything goes wrong because you have not seen the next thing. You have to take this whole chunk. And then, in that sense, you have to decide which is the Utsarga Apavada, understand the Apavada, and then see what the Utsarga means, and then apply. Always, that is Panini's construction, interpretation of this is always better. Apavada Vishayam Parikalpyeva Utsargasya Artha Kriyate. It has to be that way, because otherwise it is wrong, plain wrong. Srihas Svavata Mapiha Datta Tenepi Sharmasaha. But of course, it is there. I mean, why does Vikshikar not give, Ashtadhyayi Krama is fine. Why does he not give an Apavada Sutra first and then Utsarga Sutra? This is also there. I mean, if you give, say, Temaya Vekavachanasya first, you'll have to explain all the Anuvritti. Without the Anuvritti, it is not clear what the Apavada means. So that is why he goes in that particular order. But when understanding it, it has to be the whole thing together. Okay. So shloka dvaye sarvesham etesham udaharanam diyate shisha svavatu makiha datta temeti shakmasaha svatni temeti saharihi patu vamakinau vipuhu sukham vamnau dadatrishaha patir vamakinau harihi sovyadvona shivam vono tadya tebhyotra vastanaha. I don't know who created this shloka, but it's, obviously it is meant to show the prayoga of these. It is well done. Shri Shaha Tva Avatu. Tvam Tva. So, Dityar Bhakti, Ishvan Shabdasya Dityar Bhaktav. Shri Shaha Tva Avatu. So, you can see, it is Padat Parayoho. Adam Shri Shaha iti Paramasti Padat Parayoho. Apadadam Sirayohu, and this Tva, this Yushma is not at the end of a, it's not at the beginning of a Pada. And Vitiya, so you have the Adesha as Tva. Srishaha Tva Avatu, Ma Api, Maam Api ityarthe, Maam ityasya sthane, Ma ityadeshaha, Ma Api, again you have Padatparasya, Apadadam Sirayohu, Vitiya Sthasya Yushma Shabdasya, Ma Adeshaha. Srishaha Tva Avatu Ma Api Iha. So let Srisha, that is Lord Vishnu, protect you, let him protect me. Dityaya Vibhakti. Datta Te Meti Sharma Saha. Saha Te Subhyam Me Mahyam. For both of us, Sharma Datta. Let him give Sukham. Sharma Shaka Sukhadika. Sharma Nama Sukham Dadatu. Ityasaha. So Chaturthi. Te Me. You have Chaturthi Ekavachana. Swami Te Meti Saharihi. Saha Harihi. Te Sava Me Mama Api Swami. So he is the master for you and me. Shashti Vibhakte hai. Ekavachana se udaharan. Okay. So in the first three padas you have examples for both Yushmad and Asmad in that order. Dvitiya, Chaturthi and Shashti. Okay. Next. Vāsu vām api nav vipuhu. Vām is both of you and both of us. So let him protect you both and we both. So he is now going on to Dvivachana. Vām is yuvām and nav is avām. Sukham vām nav dadāti shaha. Again here vām nav are in chaturthi. So for both of you and for both of us, sukham dadātu. Ishaha patarvam api nau harihi. Again harihi, he is our master of both of us. Vam is avayoho, shenetam yuvayoho, and nau is avayoho. So that ends divachana. Ekavachanam divachanam. So avyad vo naha kaha avyad. Again let him protect. So you see, again he is using different words for the same meaning. All of them mean the same. Kaha avyad, let him protect. Vo naha, vaha naha, all of you and all of us. Ishman asman ityarthe vaha naha iti prayogaha. Shivam vo no dadyat vaha ishmubhyam naha asmubhyancha shivam. Shivam again means mangalam. Let him give whatever is good for you and for us. Devyotra vaha sa naha. So vaha naha cha devyaha. He is to be served by us and by you. So asmakam, ishmakam, sevyaha. So we have examples of all forms together. So Ravichandranji says it was written by Ramachandracharya. I don't know who that is, but Satyakarika iti bhaini vyakhyanam dattam iti uchyate. Inanim galakrityam सूत्राणां पदात् परयोः किम् पदात् इत्यधिकारः किमर्थः इति चेत् अप्यादौ मा भूत् वाक्यस्य आदौ ईश्वरशब्दः अस्मशब्दः वा इति चेत् तत्र न भवति आदेशः त्वां पातु मां पातु इति स्टार्टिङ्ग् द सेण्टेन्स् वित् युष्मद् एण्ड् अस्मद् यु केनाट् यूस् दिस् Adesha form. You cannot say Tva Patu. It has to be Tvam Patu and Mam Patu. Adesha Nabhavati. Apadadau Kim. Unadattam Sarvam Apadadau Ityataha. Apadadau Iti. Unadattate Kimartham. Padasya Adu. At the beginning of the Shloka Pada, if you have Ishmad or Asmad, Tatrati Adesha Nabhavati. Vedai Rasheshai Samvedyo Asman Krishna Sarvada Avatu. Vedai Rasheshai Samvedyaha is one pada. Asman Krishna Sarvada Avatu. Sarvada Avatu is the other pada. So at the beginning of the pada, second pada, you have Asman. So you will not have Naha as the Adesha, Asman Ityeva Bhavati. Sadhraganate Shuryamana Vibhakti Kayoreva. So that is when they are with, along with Shashti, Chaturthi and Dvitiya Vibhakti. Which means Shruyamana Vibhakti, that Vibhakti Pratyaya should be heard. Yes. When is it not heard? When it is in a Samasa. Samasa Kim Bhavati. Iti Ishmat Putro Braviti. Iti Ishmakam Putraha, Ishmat Putraha. So you have Ishmat, the word Ishmat is there. Kindu vibhakti hi nashruyate. Samase sarvada supam dhatu pratipadikayo, supo dhatu pratipadikayo hoiti sutrena. Supam luk bhavati. Pratyaya lakshanena pratyaya asti iti to asti. So the pratyaya is deleted. By pratyaya lakshana we still think as the pratyaya to be there. It is still shashyanta. Ishmad is still shashyanta. Consider it as shashyanta. Kindu atra adeshaha na bhavet. Tadartham shruyamana vibhakti kayoho. So where the vibhakti is heard, that is the independent word, and you hear the vibhakti as asmakam. Shashti vibhakti hi shruyate, tatraiva adeshaha bhavati, samase adeshaha na bhavati. Iti ushmat putro braviti, iti asmat putro braviti. You can see all other conditions are satisfied. Padat paratvam asti, apanadav santi sarvam asti, tathati vibhakti hi na shruyate, shashti vibhakti hi shirtaha, atra adeshaha na bhavati. समानवाक्ये विघात युष्मदस्मदादेशः वक्तव्याः इति वार्तिकम्. निघात पर्यायपद फॉर अनुदात्त. सो वेरेवर एन अनुदात्त स्वर इज बीइंग मैंडेटेड युष्मदस्मदादेशः तथैव युष्म शब्दस्य आदेशः अस्मत् शब्दस्य आदेशः वाम नौ इत्यादयः आदेशाः समानवाक्ये वक्तव्याः इति वार्तिकम्. सो दे विल हैपन ओनली व्हेन only within a single sentence. That is when the previous so when the previous word and this particular word, both of them are part of the same sentence, he'll get the adesha. Bhinneshu vakyeshu bhavanti chet adeshah na bhavati. Iti vaktika karena uchyate. Ekam vakyam namakim iti prashna. Samana vakye iti uchyate. Vakyam namakim एकथिंग वाक्यम् दिस इज वन ऑफ द एक्सेप्टेड डेफिनेशंस ऑफ वाक्य फॉर वैयाकरण. अकॉर्डिंग टू तर्क से देखे पद समूह वाक्यम और अर्थवता पदानाम समूह वाक्यम. ये जस्ट से ग्रुप ऑफ वर्ड्स इज अ वाक्य बट वैयाकरण मते तिङन्तं विना वाक्यं न भवति. देयर इज नो सेंटेंस विदाउट अ तिङन्तम्. तिङन्तं भवेदेव एकतिं एकं तिङन्तं भवति चेदेव वाक्यं भवति. अत एव किमपि नास्ति चेदपि अस्ति भवति इत्यादि अध्याह्रियते. जस्ते रामः इति रामः अस्ति तदपि वाक्यम् इति वयं वदामः. एकतिं वाक्यम् इति वैयाकरणलक्षणम्. तेन इह न ओदनं पत तव भविष्यति. So this the second one is not a complete sentence. Savakim bhavishyati iti kimapi asti. Now odanam pacha ityasti tat ekam vakyam. Since we say ekam ekatim vakyam, odanam pacha iti ekam vakyam, tava bhavishyati iti aparam vakyam. Kim bhavishyati iti prakarana saha jnatavyam athava you have to fill it. Now here we can say when you are not breaking it, pacha iti padam asti. पदात् परस्य ईश्वर शब्दस्य आदेशः भवति वा. सो दिस इज प्रीसीडेड बाय अ पद एंड इट इज नॉट एट द एंड ऑफ अ पद. सो टेक्निकली द डेफिनेशन इज सैटिस्फाइड. किंतु समान वाक्ये एव आदेशः वक्तव्यः. इट मींस द प्रीसीडिंग वर्ड शुड आल्सो बिलोंग टू द सेम सेंटेंस इति उच्यते. अतः अत्र ओदनं पच इति भिन्नं वाक्यं तव भविष्यति इति भिन्नं वाक्यं. सो इवन दो यू पुट इट टुगेदर this is a separate vakya. So there is no pada in this sentence. Tava bhavishyati iti vakye tava ityasma atra kimapi padam nasti ityatah atra adeshah na bhavati. How do we know it is a different sentence? Is because of the tinanta. Odanam pacha. The vakya ends there. The one with pacha, eka ting. Tinantena sahitam. Whatever is associated with that tinanta is one vakya. Odanam pacha is a vakya by itself. And tava bhavishyati is another vakya. It has another thing associated with this particular vakya. There are two separate vakyas. You have two separate tinantas. And nothing to, like, say, samuchaya of that tinanta. Ihatu kyadeva shaninante odanam dasyami. Te shaninam odanam dasyami. So this is just one sentence because there is only one tinanta. Dasyami iti ekadeva tinantam, ekad purnam, ekam vakyam, e tubhyam, shali naam odanam dasyami. I give odana of shali. Shali is wheat. Okay. So cooked wheat is shali naam odanam dasyami. So atra padamasti samana vakyam. ईश्वर शब्दात् प्राक् यत् पदमस्ति तत्तु तस्मिन्नेव वाक्ये अस्ति इत्यतः तत्र आदेशः भवति. ओदनं पच तव भविष्यति इत्यत्र भिन्नं वाक्यम् इत्यतः आदेशः न भवति. अत एव समानवाक्ये निघात युष्मदस्मदादेशः वक्तव्याः इति वार्तिकम्. अपरमपि वार्तिकं विद्यते एते वाम् नामादयः आदेशाः अनन्वादेशे वा वक्तव्याः. अन्वादेशे तु नित्यं स्युः. रिमेम्बर् अन्वादेश किञ्चित् कार्यं विधातुम् उपात्तस्य कार्यान्तरं बोधयितुं पुनरुपादानम् अन्वादेशः. You already take up something, or you use a word to indicate something for some reason, and you use it again for a different reason. Ekam karyam vidhatum upasthasya karyantaram bodhayitum punah upadanam. Saha adataha tam pashya. Adav saha iti, you are using the word tat for telling that he came. Tam pashya is punarupadana. You are taking the word again for a different reason. So tell, so ask the person to see. Okay. So, anvadeshaha iti uchyate. So, anvadeshe vam namadeha adeshaha nityam sihu. So, if it is an anvadesha, the adesha is nitya. Ananvadeshe vikalpena bhavanti. So, if it is not anvadesha, this the whole thing is optional. Dhata te bhaktosti, dhata avabhaktosti diva. So, if it is just one sentence, there is only one thing you are saying. Dhata te bhaktaha. The dhata, this Brahma, is your devotee. Athava dhata tava bhaktaha. So, either way, it's correct. Because this is not anvadesha. But, asmai te namaha ityeva. So, this actually, you have to take it, there is a purva vakya. Previously, it was said, Yugnir Havyavakya Indra Vajravahu Ityadina. He sends something and then he says Tasmai Te Namaha. So, salutations to you who are such. Okay. This is Anvadesha. Anvadeshe Tasmai Tujhyam Namaha Iti Nabhavati. Tasmai Te Namaha Ityeva Bhavati. Okay. So, there the in Anvadesha, the Adesha is compulsory. Whereas if it is the first usage of Yushmada Rasmant, Tadani Vikalpena Anesha Bhavati. There is a question, is the rule different from prose and shloka? Which rule? I mean, Adesha? No. It is the same, I mean. If there is no Pada, then you need not worry. If there is Pada, then it should not be at the beginning of the path. No. Okay. So that is about the Adesha of Vishmadandasma being replaced by Vam and Nam. So about the particular sutras, but there are still further rules. Kutra Adesha ha bhavanti, kutra na bhavanti. Iti punaha uchyate. Natava haha iva yukte. It is uttam, so it comes in the same prakarana. So initially he said, he told the adesha, adesha mukta, putra adesha ha, na bhavati ityate, pani vina ushyate ekvatite. Na, cha, va, ha, aha, eva, yukte. Ete yukte. So when associated with these five words, when associated with cha, va, ha, aha, and eva, na, adesha ha, na bhavanti. Sadhi panchaka yoge, naite adesha hastuhu. When these five are there, you will not have the adesha. Cha, it is samuchaye. You know the meaning, all these are avyaya. Sakaraha samuchaye, conjugation to join two things. Va, iti vikalpe. Va is optional. Ha, iti adbhute. Ha is an exclamation, surprise. Aha, iti khede. Aha is something like alas, exclamation of sadness. Eva iti avadharane. Eva is exclusivity, to indicate avadharana, bhavedeva, saeva, itself. So, when these five are used, harihi svam mam cha rakshatu. Let him protect you and me. Satarasya prayogaha asti, ataha satarasya prayoge, ishmadasmat shabdabhyam saha, sakarasya prayoge, sva ma iti adeshaha na bhavati. Even though the conditions are satisfied, padat parasya, apanadasya prasya sarvam asti, tathapi na bhavati. So it has to be svam mam cha rakshatu. Satham svam mam va na rakshet. How will he not protect you or me? Svam mam va. So you or me. So the words are associated with va, and therefore there is no adesha. युक्त ग्रहणात साक्षात योगे अयम निषेधः. One more point, it is Sakshat Yoga, which is when Ishmad and Asmad are directly associated with Sakara or Va or Aha, anything. Tadaiva Adeshasya Nishetaha. Parampara Sambandhetu Adeshasya Adeha. What does he mean by Parampara Sambandha? Haro Harishya Me Swami. Here you have a Sakara. Saraha Harihita Me Swami. But the Sakara is associated with what? It is associated with Hara and Hari. It is used for the samuchaya, for conjugation of Hara and Hari. It is not used directly with Me. Asmat Shabdasya Chakarena Saha Sakshat Sambandha Nasti. Atrasu Tvam Mam Sarakshatu Ityatra Tvam Mam Ityanayoho Samuchaya Samuchayartham Chakaraha Upayuktaha. Ayam Sakshat Sambandha. अत्र तु परम्परया अर्थात् अस्ति चकारेण सह सम्बन्धः वाक्ये अस्ति किन्तु साक्षात् अस्मत् शब्दस्य चकारेण सह योगः नास्ति. इट् इस् नाट् डैरेक्ट्लि असोसियेटेड् वित् चकार. देर्फोर् अत्र आदेशः श्रूयते मे स्वामि इति अस्मत् शब्दस्य आदेशः कृतः. यत्र साक्षात् योगः चकारेण सह युष्मदस्मदोः साक्षात् योगः अस्ति तत्रैव आदेशस्य निषेधः. पश्यार्थैश्च अनालोचने फलत्रयमस्ति. पश्यार्थैः च अनालोचने अथवा इत्युक्ते इत्यतः न इति अनुवर्तते. सो अनालोचने पश्यार्थैश्च न आदेशाः न भवन्ति. अदाक्षुषज्ञानार्थैः धातुभिः योगे एते आदेशाः न स्युः. तत्र पश्यार्थैः इत्यस्य ज्ञानार्थैः इत्यर्थः कल्पितः. So, Pashya means to see, but in general, the Vakshyana says, you have to say, Jnanartha Kaihi, to know, Ityartha Kaihi, Dhatu Kaihi, Yoga, Adeshaha Na Bhavanti. So, when associated with Dhatu, which indicate knowing, Adeshaha Na Bhavanti, Analochane, Alochanam Nama, to see, Chakshusham Api Jnanam, Jnanam can be different things, it can be Chakshusha Jnana, it can be Shravana Jnana, etc. सो चाक्षुष ज्ञान अचाक्षुष ज्ञानार्थैः अनालोचने इत्यस्य सो ज्ञानार्थक धातु विच डू नॉट इंडिकेट डायरेक्ट विजन और सीन इत्यादि तादृश विषये आदेशाः न भवन्ति. चाक्षुष ज्ञान विषये भवन्ति इत्यर्थः. सी एग्जांपल चेतसा त्वां समीक्षते. ही नोज यू थ्रू हिज माइंड. चेतसा हृदयेन त्वां समीक्षते. Ichyate means to see, but atra samichyate itsyutra, he thinks upon you, atra he knows you ityartha, jnanartha kaha dhatuhu. Sakshisham jnanam kinyati nasti, it is not seen through the eyes, atra eva chetata iti ityate. So chetata swam samichyate, samichyate iti jnanartha kaha dhatuhu, tena yoga swam ityeva bhavati, adeshaha na bhavati. Parampara sambandheti ayam nishetaha. Unlike the previous case, Natavaha Haiva Yukte, she said, when it is directly associated, only then you have Adesha. Atratu Tatha Nasti. Bhaktaha Tava Rupam Dhyayati. Now, Dhyayati, he meditates upon, iti Jnanarthakaha Dhatuhu. Jai Chintayam, he thinks of it, Jnanarthakaha. ध्यायति इत्यस्य साक्षात् सम्बन्धः कुत्र भवति? रूपे भवति. रूपं ध्यायति. किं ध्यायति इत्युक्ते रूपं ध्यायति. सो द डायरेक्ट असोसिएशन इज बिट्वीन कारक एंड क्रिया एंड कारक देयर इज रूप. तव इत्यस्य ध्यायति इत्यस्य च साक्षात् सम्बन्धः नास्ति. तव इज नॉट डायरेक्टली असोसिएटेड विद ध्यायति. तव रूपं ध्यायति. तव इत्यस्य रूपेण सह सम्बन्धः, रूपस्य ध्यानेन सम्बन्धः. सो इट इज अ परम्परा सम्बन्ध बिट्वीन युष्मद् एंड ध्यान द क्रिया. तथापि निषेधः भवति तव रूपम् इत्येव भवेत्, ते रूपम् इति न भवति. परम्परा सम्बन्धेऽपि अयम् निषेधः. आलोचने तु आलोचनम् साक्षात् चाक्षुषज्ञान विषये भक्तस्त्वा पश्यति चक्षुषा. भक्तः चक्षुषा स्वा पश्यति. हि सीस् यू थ्रू हिज ऐस्. साक्षात् नेत्राभ्याम् यदा दर्शनम् उच्यते,
तदा आदेशः भवति त्वा पश्यति इति आदेशः दृश्यते. सो अनालोचने अचाक्षुषज्ञानार्थैः धातुभिर्योगे आदेशाः न भवन्ति. सादिपञ्चकयोगे च वाह अह एव इत्येतयोगे आदेशः न भवति. अचाक्षुषज्ञानार्थैः धातुभिर्योगेऽपि आदेशाः न भवन्ति. ओके, सपूर्वाया प्रथमाया विभाषा इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम्. स्टिल् कण्टिन्यूस् वित् अस्यूमोर् सूत्र विस् डील् वित् दिस् आदेश वेन् विल् दिस् आदेश हापन् वेन् विल् इट् नाट् हापन् सी दट् इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्. Well, it's a question, issues actually, but I mean, for us it's, I don't know, we don't, at least I don't, even when I studied it, it's not possible, it does not come naturally to us, but I think when you study the Kavyas or when you see Shista Prayogas, they follow it, because they use the first form somewhere, they use the second form somewhere. We should actually analyze and see if they have actually followed it, and we should, as Vaiyakaranas at least, we should, but do we, if it is a question, then no, probably not. But, exactly, but, I mean, I used to wonder, do they actually follow it? I found a few cases where they do, so, for Panini to go into so much of trouble into this, it seems weird initially, but, I mean, there's too many rules to around this particular, should we use this form or that form? But, I don't know. This is what Raman. Raman has some rules, but there has been, Prayoga has perhaps deviated from grammar at some point. I don't know. At least in today's thing, I'm sure nobody even thinks of it. It's, I mean, they don't know that some rule exists, even if they don't know the particular rule. I'm sure that, I mean, there is not even a mention that there is such a rule for using the second form or the first form. there is this, when you're trying to teach children and you ask them, you give them the form, then try to get them to by heart the second form. Along with the second form, they always ask, why? Where do you use this form? Because mostly we have ended up using only the generic form and not the adesha.
Yenakshara tamam nāyam adhikam namaheshwara krityam yākaranam prasthan tasmē pāṇinīye namaha vakshikāram varavishim bharshakāram patanjalim pāṇinīn sutrakāram cha pralakavasim munitrayam सुमित्रेण नमस्कृत्या तदुत्तीश्वरिः विज्ञाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं दृश्यते.